In Lagos, we have slowed down the protests. We've now declared the 3 days of mourning. Then we plan to have just a symbolic action tomorrow, asking our members to put on a symbol of mourning of those that are killed. And on Friday, we plan to have a symposium and a candlelight procession to mourn those that are killed in the course of the protest.
President Bola Tinubu has again, for the second day in a week, has appealed to the protesters, you, the protesters, to have patience, to bear with him, his administration, so that the country will go through the troubles that it's going through now successfully. So don't you want to give the president a chance?
In any case, no business protest is definite. We declare the 10 days of protest, and the protest will be ended formally on Saturday. But we are prepared for a protracted struggle, but that does not mean that we don't see it every day of the year. But this will be seen as a face of this 10 days of rage is faced in the struggle. The organizers nationally are going to decide when we are going to return it and return it. The fact is that this is the very first time and Nigeria has witnessed similar policies, similar appeal from the past government that became to be approved. The situation in Nigeria has been progressively declined, and it appears that new government is worse than the previous one. That is not likely for any improvement in the living standards, in the life of the vast majority of Nigerians. The idea of this protest is for the government to reverse its anti-poor, anti-people's policies, which are responsible for the attack on the living standards of the vast majority. But at the same time, the idea of this protest is that for the first time, Nigerians rose to register their objection to the policies of the government. And the government has been able to have it a few days because there has not been a protest of this case before now. Nigerians have made a bold statement that they are not prepared to accommodate the policies which Tinubu administration has been unleashing like a terror on Nigerians since its inception May 29, 2003.
But the president is confident that the policies he put in place following the removal of subsidy will work eventually if you, the protesters, can give him the chance or give the policies the chance to work.
The policy cannot work because it's about the basic means of livelihood of Nigerians. This is a country where there's no adequate or functional grid electricity or adequate transport system, mass transportation systems. It means that for the basic needs, for the basic business, the people rely on the use of petrol. And for basic transportation, people rely on the petrol. And of course, if to light your home, you rely on petrol because of the failure of the government to provide the grid electricity. Because of that, once you remove subsidy from petrol, it has a multiplier effect on the income and on the means of livelihood of vast majority.